നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, the Forest of Enjoyment, Chapter 14, Text 38. Yetasmin samsaradhvani nana klesho upasarga badita apanna vipanno yatra yastam huha vavetaras tatra visrijya ജാതം ജാതം ഉപാദായ ശോചൻ മുഹ്യൻ വിവദൻ ക്രന്ദൻ സംഹൃഷ്യൻ ഗായൻ നാഹ്യമാന സാധുവർജിതോ നൈവാവർത്തതെ അധ്യാപി യത ആരബ്ധ ഏഷ നരലോകസാർത്ഥോ യം അദ്വനഹ പാരം ഉപദിശാന്തി. This is prose order, so I'll just read it once. ഏതസ്മിൻ സംസാരധ്വനി നാനാക്ലേശ ഉപസർഗേ ബാധിത ആപന്ന വിപന്നോ യത്ര യസ്തമൂഹ വാവേതരസ്തത്ര വിസൃജ്യ ജാതം ജാതം ഉപധായ ശോചൻ മുഹ്യൻ ബിബ്യത് വിവധാൻ ക്രന്ദൻ സംഹൃഷ്യൻ ഗായൻ നാഹ്യമാന സാധുവർജിതോ നവിവാർത്തത്തെ അധ്യാപി യത ആരബ്ധ ഏഷ നരലോകസാർത്ഥോ യം അധ്വന പാരം ഉപദിശന്തി. ഏതസ്മിൻ ഓൺ ദിസ് സംസാര ഓഫ് മിസറബിൾ കണ്ടീഷൻസ് അധ്വനി പാത് നാനാ വേരിയസ് klesha by miseries, upasarga by the troubles of material existence, badita disturbed, apanna sometimes having gained, vipanna sometimes having lost, yatra in which, ya who, tam him, hu uhavava. ഊഹവാവ ആർ ഇതര സമനെൽസ് തത്ര ദേരപാൻ വിസൃജ്യ ഗിവിംഗ് അപ് ജാതം ജാതം ന്യൂലി ബോൺ ഉപധായ അക്സെപ്റ്റിംഗ് ശോചൻ ലാമെന്റിംഗ് മുഹ്യൻ ബീങ് ഇല്യൂഷൻഡ് ബിബ്യ ഫിയറിംഗ് വിവദൻ sometimes exclaiming loudly, krandan sometimes crying, samhrishyan sometimes being pleased, gayan singing, nahyamanah both bound, sadhu avarjita being away from saintly persons, na not, eva certainly, avartate activities, achieves, adhyapi, even until now, yataha, from whom, arabdaha, commenced, esha, this, naraloka, of the material world, sata, the self-interested living entities, yam, whom, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, advanaha, of the path of material existence, param, the other end, upadishanti, saintly persons indicate. Translation, unpurport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation, the path of this material world is full of material miseries, and various troubles disturb the conditioned souls. Sometimes he loses, sometimes he gains. In either case, the path is full of danger. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from his father by death or by other circumstances. Leaving him aside, he gradually becomes attached to others, such as his children. In this way, the conditioned soul is sometimes illusioned and afraid. Sometimes he cries loudly out of fear. Sometimes he is happy maintaining his family, and sometimes he is overjoyed and sing melodiously. In this way he becomes entangled and forgets his separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead since time immemorial. Thus he traverses the dangerous path of material existence, and on this path he is not at all happy. Those who are self-realized simply take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of this dangerous material existence. Without accepting the devotional path, one cannot get out of the clutches of material existence. The conclusion is that no one can be happy in the material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. Purport. By thoroughly... please repeat translation. The path of this material world is full of material miseries, and various troubles disturb the conditioned souls. Sometimes he loses and sometimes he gains. In either case, the path is full of danger. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from his father by death or other circumstances. Leaving him aside, he gradually becomes attached to others, such as his children. In this way, the conditioned soul is sometimes illusioned and afraid. Sometimes he cries loudly out of fear. Sometimes he is happy maintaining his family. Or sometimes he is overjoyed and sings melodiously. In this way, he becomes entangled and forgets his separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead since time immemorial. Thus he traverses the dangerous path of material existence, and on this path he is not at all happy. Those who are self-realized simply take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of this dangerous material existence. Without accepting devotional path, one cannot get out of the clutches of material existence. The conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. Purport. By thoroughly analyzing the materialistic way of life, any sane man can understand that there is not the least happiness in this world. However, due to continuing on the path of danger from time immemorial and not associating with saintly persons, the conditioned soul under illusion wants to enjoy this material world. Material energy sometimes gives him a chance at so-called happiness, but the conditioned soul is perpetually being punished by material nature. Vanga. Sogima. It is therefore said, Dandya jane raja ena nadite chubaya. Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita 21.18. Materialistic life means continuous unhappiness, but sometimes we accept happiness as it appears between the gaps. Sometimes a condemned person is submerged in water and hauled out. Actually, all of this is meant for punishment, but he feels a little comfort when he is taken out of the water. This is the situation with the conditioned soul. All the shastras therefore advise that one associate with devotees and saintly people. Sadhu sangha sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sanghe sarva siddhi hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.54. Even by a little association with devotees, a conditioned soul can get out of this miserable material condition. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to give everyone a chance to associate with saintly people. And therefore, all members of this Krishna conscious movement must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. This is the best humanitarian work. Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine Vanchakalputra Uvista Kripasindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So this is the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and by the time we come to ninth canto, we should be perfectly what? By ninth canto. What will happen after you read ninth canto, sir? You don't know? You'll get sleepy. After we read, tenth, no, we will be perfectly liberated from material existence. It is expected that by reading the first nine cantos, we will become fully liberated, so that we will become, like he said, qualified to read the tenth chapter. So, fifth canto has come. So how many of us are liberated? We have to examine. Actually, Krishna consciousness does not depend upon externally being well situated or not well situated, being externally religious or irreligious. Of course, that is not a license for anybody to go and do whatever they want and say they are Krishna conscious. But we have to be 100% clear that Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with anything performed by the body and mind. That is why it's called Krishna consciousness. It is not called Krishna body, it's not called Krishna mind, but it's called Krishna consciousness. So, because everything in the material world is a manifestation of Krishna's inferior energy. This body, this mind, everything is Krishna. It's not us. Are you following? Vasudevam sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabha. To come to see that is very difficult. So it is not only that we are not these bodies, but these bodies are? These bodies are? Krishna. Don't say material energy. This Krishna. Vasudevam sarvam iti. Because when we say material energy, we think we can misuse it or we can abuse it. It's Krishna. And to say that is not Mayavadi philosophy. To say everything is Krishna is not Mayavadi philosophy, because Krishna says everything is me. Mayavadi philosophy is also correct philosophy, but it's not complete philosophy. That we should know. Mayavadi philosophy is not wrong. There are four kind of transcendentalists. How many? Four of what? And who is a transcendentalist? Who is a transcendentalist? Transcendentalist shabd ka arth kya hai? What is a transcendentalist? Here next to that man. The t-shirt next to you. Can somebody say? No. Okay. But material modes of nature are very high. But essentially correct. The simple answer is transcendental to sense experience. One who is searching for reality that is beyond the senses is called the transcendentalist. So, clear? One who is searching for reality, animals and below, whatever they see, they think that is reality. But we are not supposed to be like that, human beings. Illaya? Pulangalukku apparpattu nirkkinra unmaiyai thedubavan aanmeegavadi. இந்த ஆன்மீகவாதியில் நாலு விதமாக இருக்குது. ஓ, தமிழ்ல பண்ணு. There are four types of transcendentalists are involved. How many? That is, four types of people are searching for reality beyond sense experience. Animals and below, there is nothing to search. Dog is seeing another dog, wow, 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 you know. He is not thinking. We also behave like that. That's not good, and we have to come beyond that. So, the first, that kind of a transcendentalist, who is not really a transcendentalist, but a transcendentalist, is scientist. Scientist also trying to see what is real. You say this is one object, he will say something, oh, atoms vibrating, you know, atom like that. He is also trying to see, kya hai, apna drishti ke do jikai deta hai, uske peeche kya hai, how to find that out. Then, he is coming up with some ideas, so, you know, somehow they are connected to Bhagavatam because Krishna reveals them something. But, so that he calls as matter. So matter is beyond sense experience. That itself most people don't know. So you must give scientists some credit. Most people think this is matter. Correct? You're following or not following? Samajh rahe ho, nahi samajh rahe ho? You understand? This is matter, isn't it? No, it's not matter. This is experience. For example, if you say, oh, it is so hard, it must be real. No. There is air element here, there is sense of touch. You do like that, then only there is hardness. If you withdraw your pratyahara, yoga, pratyahara, if you withdraw your sense of touch, there will be nothing here. You can go through this. Like if you close your eyes, withdraw your sense of sight, then there is no color, no brown color. Anyway, it's all a science. But the scientist is able to understand that this is all actually an illusion. They understand. But they think that what is real is matter, and you should know matter is that which is beyond experience. They are so intelligent. We are thinking what we see is matter, that is reality. That is not good, intelligent. But even though they think that matter is beyond sense experience, because they think matter is the only thing that exists and everybody wants to be happy, so they want to enjoy matter. In other words, that reality is not liberating them, because they have to be anandamayo abhyasat. Everyone wants to be happy. That cannot be denied. But if you think only matter is there, then you'll come back. Are you following? So they are not exactly transcendentalists. Halfway. They try to go back, come back. Go beyond and come back. Now Buddhists, they say experience is false and what is beyond, they don't accept is matter, but they also don't accept its spirit. They are sunyabadis. Neither this nor that. So for them, if you don't suffer, that is good enough. There is no enjoyment as such to be had. So they will also speak the same way. This verse is saying everything is suffering, and they will also say that. Scientists also say it's all suffering, but we'll make it better. Beyond Buddhists are Mayavadis. So Mayavadis will also say everything is suffering, nonsense. And they also think reality is beyond experience. But they know by many lifetimes of tapasya that matter you cannot enjoy. Not possible. They have learnt it. Bahunam janmanam, for many lifetimes. So they say there must be happiness, but it cannot be matter, and it is called spirit. And they don't go beyond spirit. Correct, Asim Krishna Prabhu? Follow? So they don't go beyond spirit. And they say, there is, so that is Mayavadis or Brahmavadis, whatever you call it, transcendental monists. Are you following? So materialists want to go beyond experience, but they say only matter is there, so they come back to enjoy. Buddhists who say neither this nor that, if you can dismantle your body, then everything is fine. That's the maximum. That Prabhupada points out in Perfection of Yoga, I think. And beyond that is the monists, Advaitis, who say there is enjoyment to be had, ananda, and that is spirit. And they also say the same things, oh, you know, you're suffering in the world, it's a forest of material. So everybody can say this. But we have to understand the Vaishnavas saying, and who are the Vaishnavas? What do the Vaishnavas say? You see, we say, oh Vaishnavas, we accept the form of God. But what is that form of God? Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha ji ki jai, Shri 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 Taram Lakshmanman ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So what is the Vaishnava saying? Yesterday I was coming in the plane, I saw one German, you know, businessman, he was sitting next to me in the plane. He was coming to India. He said, it is so strange, this reincarnation, you know. In India, you people believe in it. Why you believe in it? So I asked him, but don't you think that both are possible, that when you die, there is no more nothing? But when you die, maybe you continue to exist. Both are there, right? He said, yes, both are possible. I said, you cannot prove one way or other. He said, right. Then why do you say that if you believe there is something after death, it is strange? Tell me why it is strange. Forget after that. Then he thought for a little, so maybe I should not use the word strange, but I don't understand it. I said, I said. Then we were talking. Then I explained about, you know, this. Then I explained who is a Vaishnavite in this. So who is a Vaishnavite? We say God has got form, but what does it mean? The Vaishnavite says, and this comes most clear, in fact clear only in Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. In the fifth canto, here only somewhere Prabhupada writes that all, even the other Vaishnava philosophies are more or less incorrect. Incorrect, he says. More or less. Patanjali Yoga to Prabhupada dismissed in nonsense, atheism. How much can this, you know. So we should, I'll come to that point later. This doesn't mean, okay, anyway. So what exactly is form of God? Now the spirit that the Advaiti believes, that spirit has got a form. Form that is not dependent on substance. It is transcendental to substance, and that is God. The form of spirit, and that includes matter. Godhead, all the energies are called Godhead. The personality of Godhead, that's called God. You see, that is very difficult to understand. Just like this body is there, dull material body, right? And I don't say anything, I keep quiet. How can you know there is a personality behind this? You can come and push me, I stand me up, I stand up. You just hit me here, you pay, nothing, you cannot know me. So the energy of God, by studying the energy of God, you cannot know God. Because God is the personality. Therefore Krishna says, by no process can I be known. Nobody can know me. Not, because Krishna is the personality of spirit. Just like, this is there, my personality is Rasraj Das. There is a lump of wood, but its form is called table. It's a very deep philosophy, but we should know, otherwise there's no point. So unless I speak to you, unless I reveal myself, and then, hello, Haribol, I say, oh, speaking, you know, it's not Jadabharat. If Jadabharat was there, nobody could know who he was. The king could not know. And then when he spoke, Jadabharat spoke, you fool, he said, this palki wala, this Raja, it's all just bodies. You could as well think you are the palki wala. You could think you are the palki. Why you are thinking you are the king? Not ordinary philosophy. Everybody cannot speak that. Then Raghugana said, oh, great sage, you know, I have done some mistake, because he revealed his personality. So unless Krishna reveals himself, nobody can know, because he is the personality who is transcendent to spirit. Spirit and matter both come from him. He is the supreme spirit. This is one meaning of God has got form. This is God. That personality of Godhead, there is no words to describe. You cannot say, he is beautiful. No, because something is beautiful because it resembles him. There is no meaning in saying Krishna is beauty, because beauty is because it is similar to Krishna. People say sunset is beautiful, but in the second canto of Bhagavatam it says sunset is beautiful because it resembles the eye of Krishna. Krishna's eye is like that. So Krishna is the supreme, and Krishna cannot be described. But he can be known as he is. Krishna said, you can know me as it is. Bhaktya maham abhijanati yaman yasyasmi tatvata. He can be known as I am only by bhakti. What is that bhakti? That bhakti is that you set up a relationship with him. It's a spectacular science. Directly approaching Krishna. So this methods of approaching transcendence are there. So many people are there. And every transcendentalist is to be given respect, Srila Prabhupada says. Even the scientists, even though they are, you know, they are quite correct and they are basically to material attachment attached, still they are actually looking for something beyond sense experience. And the Vaishnava is not only looking beyond sense experience, but he is looking exactly for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be known by studying Shastras. Naham vedair na tapasa na dani na chejaya. Nor can he be known by, you know, giving, you know, worship to the deity. Nor can be known. This process is there. That process is bhakti. Krishna can't know other way. And bhakti is very subtle. If you want to get bhakti, you must actually have the mercy of the pure devotee. Every day we are singing, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi. When you hear from a pure devotee, that is, you are hearing, you are getting siksha. And by siksha you will know that, oh, I don't know anything. Oh, I have learned something new. But you always think you have learned something new. Siksha. Diksha is very rare. In crores and crores and crores of people, hardly one can get that. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasad. It cannot be certified. Just like you go to college for 5 years, doesn't mean you are educated. It depends, you studied or not. You may even get a degree. Why, from where you got this degree? You don't know anything, people would say. So, no amount of certificate, no amount of, you know, doing, you know, something mechanically, well, can give you bhakti. That bhakti comes when the pure devotee is revealing in the heart to you actual knowledge. And what is the first symptom of someone who gets that dibhigyan? Can anybody tell? What is the first symptom? The first symptom is, oh, Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnana. At that time it's like we read books and all, we say, I understood something. Now so I can also preach. No. One who has actually got diksha, every moment he realizes, the more and more I'm a fool. More and more he realizes fact, because it is real knowledge. Such a person, the Vaishnava, can actually understand that this whole material existence is completely nonsense. And I'm wasting my time. So if we don't get that connection, from the pure devotee Mahabhagavat. That pure, that knowledge, Dibhyagyan, may come without the so-called first and second initiation, and it may not come even if you get first and second initiation. Remember that. And Prabhupada has written this in Chaitanya Charitamrita 15108. It is not dependent on that. It may come with it, it may come up. It is something qualitatively different. And when you get it, only then you will realize, I don't know anything. Now you think you know something, isn't it? Oh, I am Siksha Guru. So many people accept me as Siksha Guru. You are a fool. And you think you are a Siksha Guru, idiot. Nothing else. You cannot be a Siksha Guru. If you are a Guru, you are Siksha Guru. If you are not Guru, then you are not Siksha. You, just by giving Siksha, you are not Siksha Guru. That much humility we must have. Lord Chaitanya said, Amara Agnya Guru Hoy. You are so? What? You become Mattama Pradeshika Guru. Simply tell people. Just like one beggar is standing on the street, somebody go and ask the beggar, hey, the restaurant hai, kahan hai? Wo se hotel, right me jaake left me jao. Achcha restaurant hai, bahut achcha. Aap kabhi kaya hai? Nahi, I have not taken. Why not? Paisa nahi hai. Paisa de do thoda. He is himself a beggar, but he can point you to a nice restaurant. That's my position. I tell, chant Hare Krishna and become happy, you know, and become pure devotee, go back to Goloka. Did you go? Paisa nahi hai. No, I didn't go because, you know, I got bhakti nahi hai. So remember, when you actually get knowledge, you realize, oh, I'm a fool. That is actually a stage of knowledge. I can't explain also because no interest. So, okay, jaane do. So try to understand this point that this is, when we say I'm not the body, that's not good, it's full philosophy. This is, what is this? Huh? Loud? Krishna. Not just, Krishna's inferior energy. How does it matter? For Krishna it is inferior, not for you. It is superior to you. It is killing you every day. Why you call it inferior energy? Isn't it? You go to a very rich man's house, he has got a Rolls Royce car and you tell him, oh, it's very wonderful. He says, I have old car. Now I have got something. For him it is old. For you, it is very big. So inferior energy, Krishna says, Aparayam itastu anyam. He is bigger than that spirit. But for us, everything is Krishna's energy, worshipable. So we, materialists worship material energy in the form of Durga. But Vaishnava worships at knowing this is Krishna. So, our Ravindran found a very nice purport and sent it to me, and I've been meditating on it so much. Amazing, you know. Prabhupada writes in the 7th canto that Lord Vishnu is engaging in Rasa Leela with material energy. That is this creation. Lord Vishnu is engaging Vishnu Maya. So, one person can create so many hundreds and trillions of these bodies, millions and trillions, and by this he can keep us all completely. It is Krishna. Therefore, there is no point in ultimately, beyond a certain point, criticizing anybody, anything in this world. It's all Krishna. Suppose I say that person did something bad for me, then I also did something bad. Therefore, when Mother Earth was asked by Dharma, the bull, why are you crying? Then Mother Earth said, who caused you this problem? Mother Earth said, what will I say who caused? Because if I say somebody caused it, then I also become cause. It's only destiny, politely. Destiny really means Krishna's will. Haribol. What is that? Why are they shouting? No. He's not shouting, he's nicely sleeping. I wish he would shout, but meaning ask some questions. Anyway. Okay. So, why you are suffering? And Earth said, no, I shall not actually tell, because everything is happening by Krishna's will. Vivekananda used to say, oh, Ami, আমার সামনে শত শত ভগবান দেখছে, আই এম সিইং, ইউল গো টু ইয়র পাবলিক, আই উইল সি হান্ড্রেডস এন্ড থাউজেন্ডস অফ গড ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ মি, ইউ নন্সেন্স, ইটস ওকে, বাট ইট ইজ অলসো কারেক্ট, ইফ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইট ইজ গড, ইফ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ গড, নট আদারওয়াইজ. না, ইফ ইউ থিঙ্ক দিস ইজ গড, ইউ আর নন্সেন্স. ই থট দিস ইজ গড, দ্যাট ইজ নট গড. নো, This hand is Rasaraj, this nose is Rasaraj, because there is Rasaraj. Otherwise, this is not Rasaraj. You see? Similarly, because there is God, Sarvam Kalavidam Brahmam, everything is God. But there is a God, which is beyond everything. The Mayavadis don't accept that. But, somehow Krishna gives them, for everybody Krishna gives realizations of some kind or other. So they say like that. But actually, so the mother yet said, I shall not say who did this, because it's all Krishna. Of course, Mother Earth is a little polite. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Mother Earth is beginning to show some symptoms of surrender. That is, Mother Earth is beginning to show. Ah, I remember reading that when I first became into, I read that and I thinking, whoa. I said, what a great personality that he could just take Bhumi. For whose sake Krishna is taking avatar again and again and again and again? In order to reduce the Bhubhara, Krishna is coming as in incarnation. And Prabhupada is saying, beginning to show some little symptom of surrender. Wow! So that is where you can actually see Prabhupada, the sunlight coming through. In his purports, you will see, whoa, what a person he is. Isn't it? Brajahari Prabhu? Huh? Okay, who can say? Can we say? Well, nobody. Yesterday I was looking at that picture where was I? I just forget where I am when I was traveling. Somewhere, in some temple. There was this Queen Kunti looking and Surya is standing outside. So beautiful and powerful. I'm thinking if an ordinary person sees him with four hands and, you know, everything, who will not think he is God? We simply say, oh, he's demigod. Yeah, but wait till you see him. You're not going to say, oh, you're only demigod. No, you'll be so amazed. You cannot, he's so powerful. But gopis, when Krishna showed the Mahavishnu, they said, oh, forget, I don't want to see you. Where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Mahavishnu was sorry. What? What about me? So forget, we are looking for Krishna. That is, they can say demigod. So Prabhupada can say demigod, but we don't even know who is God. I mean, we know you are all devotees. But I am saying we should think like that. If we think we know everything, that's also right, because we know everything because Prabhupada has given. That's not bad. But we can also think we don't know everything. Because if we knew everything, we will be pure devotees. At least I think, I don't know, because otherwise I would be a pure devotee if I knew. So, okay, we speak, ba 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 ba, all right, but inside we should know, I am ba 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 ba, that is, I want to know Krishna. And that you can know, not by performance of sadhana, not by studying scriptures, not by giving lectures, pravachanena ayam na labhyate, but by actually pleasing the pure devotee of the Lord. When he is pleased, he will impart the Divya Jnana in my heart, in our heart, by which you can see everything is Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. So when you see, at that time, you know, you can, anyway, at the time you can learn how I must chant all the time. You must go on chanting. And this process is there. It is something very sublime. So therefore Prabhupada says, the conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. But what is that Krishna consciousness? A secret. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Param Idam Uttamam. And it can only be revealed by the Acharya who is authorized in our heart. And when we get that, what will be the first symptom of getting that knowledge? Anybody? For one gulab jamun? What is the first symptom that you have actually got the Vijnan, Diksha? Huh? Anybody? all listening, nothing. Ah, I said that. So I'll ask the chief pujari to give you one rasagulla. Today you go and take one rasagulla. That's the correct answer. But still nobody heard it. Anybody else? What is the symptom that you have got the big yarn? Huh? Yeah, but what is the verse? That's it. When you get siksha, you cannot think like that. When you are reading, you understand. I have understood something. I will speak something. But when you get diksha in the heart, then you will realize, oh my God, I don't know anything. Not because you don't know. Now you know something superior by which everything is fantastic. My God, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. Every moment, continually, every moment it's coming. So, at that time, I mean, slowly, you know, what I'm saying, it's a process. And that is the juice you should get. We should get that process. When we get that process, then we... Anyway, thank God I avoided any signs. It was coming in between, I said, hey. No, I'm just joking. Was it okay, what I said? Was it Hari Prabhu? Any mistake, you can correct immediately. Tulant. Any questions or comments? Anji. I don't know whether I said what I wanted to say.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Is kaun mein aane ke baad pata chala ki hum kuch nahi jante, number one fool hai. Is kaun se aane ke baad pehle aur is kaun mein aane ke baad pata chala ki hum kuch bhi nahi jante.
Nahi, aapko nahi pata chala. मुझे कुछ अभी पता चल गया, मुझे कुछ नहीं मालूम है. वो बोलने के पहले आपके शब्द निकालने का, इनको सब मालूम है. फर्स्ट यू शुड नो हु नोस, देन यू से आई डोंट नो. अदरवाइज व्हाट इज द वैल्यू? सो इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड हिम, देन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड. वी डोंट नो, नॉट अदरवाइज. यू आर साइंस. Everything you have to speak correctly. Oh, abhi kaan mein aake kuch nahi pata kya. Somebody else will tell you, that's very good, aap itna humble ho gaya. I said no, aapko nahi pata chala ki aapko kuch nahi malum hai. Why? Is kaan ke aane ke baad mujhe pata chal gaya, wo Prabhupada ji ko sab malum hai. Ah, that is the first point here. Then you say, I don't know anything. That is not simple. You see, even nobody believes that. I was in Chennai last year, and one lady told me, I was talking about Prabhupada, husband and wife. You are saying so many nice things, but Prabhuji, the thing is that I have not seen Prabhupada. I have only seen A, B, C, something, she said. I didn't say anything. Much later, after about 8 months, I had to completely keep quiet. 8 months later, I told somebody, I should have told her, the only person you have seen in your life is Prabhupada. Everything else you think you see is nothing but blood, stone, urine and stool. That's all. And you are thinking you have seen somebody. You nonsense, because that Prabhupada you see there in his picture, it is non-different from Prabhupada. That's not paper, that's not stone, that's Prabhupada. And this is stone, this is blood, urine, stool, nonsense. And you say, I have seen you, you idiot. You have not seen me, you have not seen yourself, you have not seen your husband, you have not seen your wife, you have not seen your children, you have not seen any damn thing, because it's all maya. The only person that you have seen is Prabhupada. And if you don't see that, then you are lying when you say that I am seeing Krishna in the temple. You are lying. So don't think you don't know that you don't know. Are you following? So don't think it's so simple. I have not seen Prabhupada. I said the only person you have seen is Prabhupada. No, I've only seen a picture of Prabhupada. That is seeing him. No, I've seen you. No, that is not seeing. Pashyannapi na pashyati. This is Krishna consciousness. This is what we should teach people. If you think you are seeing me, then you are fool number one, because even I have not seen myself, what to speak of you seeing me. I have not seen myself. How can you? That means you are more advanced than me, then you are my guru. You have really seen me? Oh, then you are my guru. Anyway, that is something. No, sir, you have not learned, I don't know anything. Because if you want to know that I know anything, you have to know who is it that I know. Who knows everything. Any other questions?
I have some doubt on this point.
Of course you must
have.
You
are saying the systems of knowledge is Agyantimiran.
Anji?
Umagyantimirandhasa, the system of knowledge.
Not somehow. Some lakshana of somebody who has got the vigyan.
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Vidya abhine sampanne brahmane gavyasthi.
That is what it is.
Many, there is a distinction.
Again we meet, Hare Krishna ji.
So, there are many other philosophers and scriptures also, many different things
that
they are explaining.
Prakashi is there? Oh, I didn't see Prakashi. Hare Krishna. Yesterday I came in the same plane as him. Sri Chanji, Hare Krishna. No, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. When you get Vidya, then we can have Vinaya and we can have. But all I'm saying is that in the beginning, you should know that I don't know. Just like, suppose you don't know how to drive car, and you get into your car. And you are thinking, no, I was driving nicely. I went first correctly left and then suddenly went right. No, it was, you are never driving nicely. It went just like that, right and then just like left. And then when somebody teaches you car, he sits next to you. He says, no, no, first don't start the car, first adjust the mirror. Oh, really? I didn't even know that. Yeah, of course you didn't know. And now put the seat belt on. No, when am I going to drive? That's all right, but put the seat belt on. So everything he says, you will realize, my God, I didn't know this. That's what I am saying. In the beginning, if you actually get the Vyagyan from a real person, we will go on realizing, oh, I don't know anything, I don't know anything, I don't know anything. The idea that we know something, that is actually an illusion. After that, when you actually learn the car driving, you actually know something, then no problem.
Externally, everyone is saying, I am...
What?
Fool.
He also said, no, I'm a fool. I didn't accept that. I said, oh, no, you're not a fool. That is symptoms. You should immediately be able to check. You are a fool, I'm not interested in that. Tell me who is not the fool. Say, no, Prabhupada is not the fool. That you didn't say first. I said, no, first. The only person from whom you can learn is Prabhupada. Somebody said, the other last year when I was here, someone asked me, oh, anybody can say that he is learning from Prabhupada? Yeah, sure. So? Isn't it? Anybody can say I am a doctor from Harvard. Harvard is the best medical school in the world. Anybody can say I am a doctor from Harvard. But do people say? In Bombay, everybody is saying on the street, I am a doctor from Harvard. Because nobody can check. No, people can check. Immediately. So it is not that everybody can say, no, I am learning from Prabhupada. Then you can check immediately. That we should know. We should know. There are exact things that you should be selling if you say, I don't know. Why don't you try telling me that you don't know? I can show you that no. Oh, I have realized I am a fool. No. Not possible. Not possible. That is the difference between avidya and ajnana. Ajnana means you can't prove that you don't know. You cannot ask a, you know, rickshawala, please prove that you don't know how to do heart surgery. He will say, I don't know what, nothing, he cannot prove or disprove. But ajnana, somebody is actually studying in fourth year medical. You ask him, prove that you don't know heart surgery. Oh, of course I don't know because I have only now studying only physiology and anatomy and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. After that I'll have to do residency. After that I'll go to MD. Then I can specialize. I want to specialize in heart surgery. You can prove all that. So avidya is also knowledge in which you know that you don't know. And then vidya. Vidya vinaya sampanne. So in ajnana, avidya and then vidya. You are in which stage? We don't know. It's a science. So you can prove. Are you in avidya? Meter is there, you can put. Any other question? Oh. Yes, please.
Is the pure devotee, Mahabhagavat, and spontaneous devotee interchangeable terms or they are different?
His question is, pure devotee means Shuddha Bhakta and spontaneous devotee means Ragatmika Bhakti or Raganuga Bhakti. Are they same or different?
And Mahabhagavat.
Those who are in Shanta Bhava, they are Shuddha Bhaktas in the spiritual world. But they are in Shanta Bhava, they are not actively doing service. But Ragatmika Bhaktas, Raganuga Bhaktas, they do actively service. But they are Mahabhagavat and pure devotee are one and the same. But Ragatmika Bhakti goes in stages. Even amongst the gopis there is distinction. And then Radharani, she is at most. There, but we don't have to worry about it. But it is, different stages. Ragatmika Bhakti people, Raganuga Bhakti, it is like this, I say. Let me give you an example. Sometimes you learn to drive a motorcycle. Motorcycle means you must keep properly balanced and you have to accelerate properly and you have to follow rules and go, otherwise you'll fall down. Correct? You have to follow rules. But somebody who has learned motorcycle so well, for him there is no maja dress driving like this. He has to break all the rules. If you have to go straight, he'll go side. If you have to go slow, he'll go very fast. If you have to go very fast, he'll go very slow. He will so many things. He's not breaking rules. In fact, he is maintaining the rules perfectly. He knows that's in order to bend like that, he has to go at that speed, everything he knows. But it looks like, a beginner might say, oh, you're breaking rules, you're supposed to stay straight. No, majana yata amko. So in the beginning, you have to worship Krishna like that. That is rules, Vaidhi Bhakti. But Ragatmika Bhakti means they can tell Krishna, get out, don't come, I don't want to speak to you. Why are you talking to me? Go and talk to the girl who spoke to you last night. Why are you coming to me? That's breaking the rules, but not breaking. That is something high. So in Raganuga Bhakti, it is spontaneous because it's not rule-bound. Jaisa lagta hai, vaisa banega. Like this fellow is driving this. Jaisa banta hai, no, mood banta hai, aisa chalega. Chalayega. Motorcycle. But those who are learning, they must follow the rules. But those people will never break the rules. Impossible. Are you following? I think very high. First we should learn how to ride the motorcycle. After that we will do like that. It's a good question. Very nice question.
How does a devotee know whether he is really liberated or not?
Real devotee never thinks he is liberated. That is why those are not the important points. You have to see, do you love Prabhupada? That you can't ask, how do I know I love Prabhupada or not? That you should know. But such a person will always say, I don't love Prabhupada. Enough. Prabhupada said, if you love me, I love you. You have to love him. You have to love him. Avesh, prema avesh. Are you following? That's an important question. Whether we get liberated or not, that is not so important. But it will come, 100% it will come. But liberation is not the point. That love for Krishna, which comes as love for the pure devotee, Acharya. Why should we not love him? Everything he has given us. But that's not enough. Everything more he can give. We are not taking.
Hare Krishna.
Okay? Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Last question.
Hare Krishna Guruji. You have mentioned in your class that Vasudhamam Sarvaviti means we can see everything Krishna. When we are preaching in outside in book discussion, some people, I met them, they said, we are Krishna, I am Krishna, like that. So how do we say them? Some people say, Mayavadi philosophy is, we are God, you are God, like that.
No, you are Krishna because there is Krishna. If you say there is no Krishna, then you are not Krishna. Why you say, I am something that doesn't exist? One second. Are you following? You tell him, you are Krishna means you accept there is Krishna. Just like Birla's child, newly born child for Birla, is a rich child, correct? That's because Birla is rich, not because he is rich. Baby has no bank account. So you are Krishna if you connect to Krishna. Diksha kale sishya kori atma samarpan, shai kale Krishna kari atma saman. Saman, equal. So you can say you are Krishna, provided you accept there is Krishna and you are trying to connect to him, and that without Krishna I am nothing. You tell him, you accept all that. That's all simple preaching. That's this sleep we can do. That's not. This is for devotees. Prabhupada said, we must preach for devotees. Boil the milk. I thought you were going to say, can we go on and see? You are also saying everybody is Krishna. Others are also saying, if we go and say, no, don't go and say. It is for you. For him, we should know what to do. That is obvious. That's all nonsense. Simple things. They don't know anything. I went on book distribution one long time ago. I was a full-time book distributor. Then I got out of the bus in Chennai. I had so many books. And I saw the man, one man. I said, please take one book. He said, why? I said, why not? He didn't have an answer. This actual thing. Then he said, you please come to my office. He was in life. He took me to his office. The whole books were sold. Immediately I took bus back to temple, got more books and I came back. This, other people and all, to defeat them it doesn't take more than 1 second. Like this man, he said, you know, I find it strange. Why you find it strange? Reincarnation. And I told him, reincarnation is not simply a faith that, you know, there is life after death. It means you should know that this life must be used properly. It means you should understand that, you know, you can become a dog or a cat or a cow. Therefore, it is wrong to kill cat or cow or dog. Therefore, you have to be a vegetarian. So, it is not simply that I want, oh, so many, that is why you find it strange. Not otherwise. Because it is not just simply, if you don't believe in reincarnation, you don't have to do anything. You can do whatever you want. But if you believe in reincarnation, you have to lead a very proper life. So, oh yeah, you are correct. Now, that is preaching also. It's not that we don't know how to preach like that. Yesterday I preached. No, I've not forgotten my preaching. Sometimes people say, oh, Rasta, you're only speaking quantum mechanics. What about normal preaching you used to do? We can do that. It takes only 1 minute. Baki kya karo? Baki time. Are you following? This is for us. For those rascals, of course, no point in saying, you know, you're saying Krishna is everything, because that's what they're saying, but in a wrong way. So for them you have to show that you are not Krishna. We are also saying Krishna is there, but if we say this is not Krishna, then we are so wrong. We are not Dvaita. They are Advaita. Wrong. Then there is Dvaita, we are not that. We are actually Achintya Bheda Peta. Therefore we can't say that's Krishna, this is not Krishna. Then you are wrong. You follow? Our philosophy is more rigorous. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.